on feeling joy. Joy to me has historically felt a little out of my reach. I struggle in groups, I think, because I don't want to be swept up in the mass consciousness. This is something in the soul. So, if there's joy in a group, I resist. And I always saw joy as a sort of reckless abandon. Although I can be really rebellious, I rarely feel inclined to be reckless. I think I like to be in charge too much. And my whole adult life has been an effort not to abandon myself, so no reckless abandon here. I'm thinking of the gift of this group, faith, of course. Lots of that. Fun. Absolutely. Love to have fun. But joy? I don't know. Especially as the circumstances are grueling for me day to day. I've never had so much, in fact, to be sad about. So I lie down at night asking the question, and maybe you do too, how? How do I feel joy? And I'm sad, and that's the truth. It's a long way from joy, how I feel. And I'm just going to take you with me, because that night asking that question, the nighttime took hold of me, and the heart hurt as it often does, and I felt the moon. So come with me now through the moon. And Grandmother Moon, as she draws out the tears, and through the watery world within, I'm taken into the beating heart of the elephants. And I hear her rhythm, and I see the amber eye as the mother says, "You are looking. I see you looking for joy as if it's some faraway thing. Focused somewhere in the distance, somewhere unreachable, when joy is right at the end of your nose. It's the focus that's blurred. Return to your perception and see now, see now. Visualize you're with the herd. Walk with me with the herd. And there I am with the herd, watching the elephants walk. Apparently nothing is happening, they just walk. And for a long time all I see is walking, dust, endless walking. I notice the eye of the mother next to me, and something in her eye. What is that? She's happy. I can see her eye is twinkling. There is joy in her eye. Joy for the act of walking. Joy in her great big feet, the stones, the dust. And on we walk. Until eventually I'm suspicious. Do I really see joy? Was she playing a game with me then? Step by step, little one, she says. And we keep walking. Then presently I notice the elephant ahead of me turns her trunk to the side and lightly touches the friend. They see one another, and there it is again behind the eyes. Great joy. It was a moment of joy, I think. But now everything looks the same, just elephants walking. And on they walk. A gentle breeze then fans the herd, and one of the mothers lifts her ear to catch it. Her ear feels joy with the touch of the air, and she briefly lets out a satisfied sigh of contentment. That mother is certainly feeling the love. Seeing this, I can't help but smile. And I know now the elephants are true. This is not a game, it's them. And with her ear cocked and her eye smiling, the windy elephant looks so funny. And the whole herd is laughing now. Laughing at me, watching the windy elephant. Although it looks a solemn occasion. Just walking. Just elephants walking. But joy is there behind the eyes and within the heart. And we laugh together. We laugh and we laugh. Even though elephants don't laugh, do they? Eventually, we just walk. Walking and walking. The steps are heavy, but the heart of the herd is so light. It is beautiful to be with them. And my joy comes in. My joy comes in being with them. Just walking. I feel joy. The matriarch speaks. You will not see an elephant jump for joy. We always keep one foot upon the ground. Always. In fact, we physically cannot leave the ground. But don't assume that makes us less joyful than any other creature. Joy today was a little tickle of the toe. Joy for the elephants is just in the walking, the touching of the trunks. Joy needn't be exciting. Extroverted joy is only one form. That outward expression of joy can change in an instant from true to false. It can easily become a pressure upon the personality. And as we age, joy changes its expression. It's less obvious, just like us elephants. Its language is also altered. Instead of shouting, it whispers. It might be seen in candlelight through older eyes rather than fireworks. And joy only ever asks one question. Do you feel alive within this moment? Do you feel connected to your life? Do you feel it meeting you, your life? All the beautiful things it brings, do you see them? Do you? Your life is always knocking. Let me in. Let me in. Joy comes when resistance to life goes. I saw you resisting my smile, not believing I could feel so much joy in kicking up the dust. I saw you resisting yourself, not believing in your own feelings, not believing joy might be possible. I saw you laughing. We all saw you laughing and we laughed with you. The herd met joy and joy laughed back. You see, my dear, joy isn't excitement, but participation. Joy is when love meets love. When the eyes come back, right back to here, and the heart says, "Well, hello there. That, my dear, is joy." So when the eyes come back to right here, And the heart says, well, hello there. That, my dear, is joy. She rests her great head to yours and you feel a tremendous sense of relaxation as your mind falls into your heart. Rest in this breath now. Take a moment, meet this moment, and rest in joy. Joy comes in when resistance to life goes. Relax now and feel yourself resting upon the back of the matriarch. Be carried. Let go. She's taking you now back to your chair or to the bed. Gently placing you back upon the bed or the chair, you feel her trunk gently touch the very tip of your nose. Little one, joy is right here. Not somewhere in the future, depending on something else, but as near to you as the tip of the trunk. You don't have to seek joy or worry about not having joy. Just rest or keep walking, it matters not. Because joy will come to you. And you rest here. Joy isn't excitement, but participation. Resting in joy. With so much love, and so it is.